What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, you guys appreciate the downloads and subscribing and following along. As you know, Google Play, Amazon, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, Odyssey, please download it. And don't be afraid to share it and tell a friend about it. You can catch up on all past episodes as well. And I'm going to get right to my next guest here, Mitch Adelstein, one of the co-owners of the Chicago Sports Spectacular. He is actually bringing a huge show here to Michigan in Detroit. It's called the Detroit Sports Spectacular. And Mitch, appreciate you coming on and joining me.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I hope to get the fans excited about bringing, like I said, a big show to Detroit.
So, yeah, let's just kind of get right to it. What made you and your partner, Brian, decide, hey, let's bring a Chicago Sports Spectacular style show or a big card, sports trading card show to Michigan?
Sure. Like I said, we've been running the Chicago Sports Spectacular. That show has been running in one way or another for over 30 years now, and we've been involved in that. And we have always been looking over the last couple of years as trading cards and collectibles have really exploded to see where another location that might make sense. And Detroit seemed like the natural place with all the hotbed of sports that was going on between obviously the national championship and the way the Lions are going and everything's there. And we do a lot of signings in and around the Michigan area. And we said, hey, it seems like a no-brainer. And as we put it out there for test purposes, people were like, yes, we'd love to see it. So we're excited about being able to bring that to the collectors of that region.
So I've been to the National in Chicago and all that stuff, and I'm going to go to the National this year in Cleveland. Sure. I have not yet been to the Chicago Sports Spectacular, but I really want to because people that listen to this channel, they actually know that I'm a big Michael Jordan PC guy. Okay. Obviously, in Chicago, a lot of dealers have a lot of Bulls, Jordan stuff specifically, so I definitely want to catch it out there, but I've heard great things. It's always a big show that when I go to local shows here, they always talk about setting up in Chicago. So when the Detroit show thing kind of came up, a lot of them are also going to be set up in that one. And you're going to have dealers from all over the country, though, right, coming through?
Correct. We'll have dealers from all over the country. This is not quite as large as the Chicago base. It's been running for, like I said, to 30-plus years. But we still plan to have 250-plus tables, dealers from all over the country, a full multitude of autograph lineup, all the main authenticators, the Becketts, the JSAs, everything all along there, the grading companies. So it'll be a full boat, and we'd like to personally invite you to come to Chicago whenever you're available, let you be a VIP there and hang out and see how we operate. But no, we're hoping for great things in Detroit, and like I said, we're excited and hope to make this a yearly event there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, this is something I think it will do well. And you did mention, you're right, this is the first one. So hopefully this goes well. I go to a card show almost on a weekly basis, to be honest with you, whether it's a small VFW or a bigger hall or in a mall or whatever. So I know that the interest is here for sure. And they're always, and there's multiple card shows every weekend. And people, if you don't know, and I mentioned this on the show before, is just look up it up on Facebook or whatever. There's probably a show somewhere in Southeast Michigan. It may not be, 15 minutes away, but there's definitely a show going on every weekend. And so, like I said, when I talk to the dealers and I talk to collectors, they've all heard about this and they're excited that, something, because they feel like collecting in Michigan is a big deal. We have a lot of card shops as well. I've been around the country, as I'm sure you have. Not every place has a lot of card shops to go to or places other than, your retail places. So I think this is going to do really well. I'm glad you guys have decided, hey, let's give this a shot here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Like I said, after COVID, the industry has exploded again, trading cards, and have gotten a lot of the youth back into trading cards and collecting sets and chase cards and all those things. So that's fantastic. And obviously Michigan in general, such a great sports history, not only in Detroit and in and around there, but even in the surrounding states, the Ohio's and the Kentucky's and all those things. Yeah, obviously we still draw from Illinois that'll come that way. So just again, we're excited. And everything we've seen on the websites and everything we've put out, it could show that the collectors are excited to have something of this magnitude coming to their area.
Yeah, and the thing was, the reason I go to different card shows every weekend and go to Chicago or Cleveland or wherever out of state is different dealers bring different things, and it's, you never get the same thing. So that's why I'm excited to see something like this come here, with people are going to bring stuff that, you know, maybe you've been looking for a long time or haven't, even if you can't afford it, to see a card in person is different than to see it online.
Yeah, it's like a museum, just like you said. Even if you can't afford it, there'll be auction companies that are set up with, you know, 100 different items that are coming up in their upcoming auction. And whether it's a Babe Ruth rookie card, or like I said, Michael Jordan game used shoes, or anything along those lines, it's kind of like a little miniature traveling hall of fame of sports in general. And there are a tremendous amount of people who really just come out to see some of this, even if they're not collecting or don't have huge budgets, just to, you know, spend the weekend and talking sports and seeing memorabilia that you don't get a chance to see on a regular basis. So that's a, you know, really nice piece of the show aspect.
Yeah, like I said, you don't even have to be a collector. You mentioned how great of a sports town this is, how great of a sports state this is. If you're into sports, I brought a buddy of mine to the National one year who wasn't really into collecting that much, and now he wants to go to the National every year with me because he loves seeing all the stuff. There's a lot of sports stuff, like you mentioned. There's vintage, there's modern, there's ultra modern. And you also mentioned there's going to be signees. Can you mention a few of the people that are going to be set up, ready to sign autographs for the people coming in?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a full 3-day scenario. We have something special like on Friday night, which is our kickoff night. And basically, it's a free autograph Friday. We're going to be giving away over 1,000 free autographs. Every paid admission will get a random autograph ticket. You have guys like Anthony Thomas and Rick Mahorn and Mike Stanley and guys like that who will be free guests, that's great. So you come in, you pay your admission, and you're guaranteed something like that. And there will be other players on Friday night as well. Saturday, we really move into Barry Sanders, Mr. Detroit himself, who is represented by Schwartz Sports, Brian, my partner. So they represent him exclusively for all memorabilia. So he's taking part of it. He's got a nice message on the website for those who go, basically saying, hey, come on to Novi and see what's going on. We've got Joe Montana coming to town, which I don't know. Remember the last time Joe has done anything in or around the Detroit or, you know, Michigan type of area for a long time. Kirk Cousins will be there. Anthony Richardson, QB of the Colts, all those align. We've got several of the current Tigers coming out. Tariq Skubul and Spencer Torkelson. I hope I say their names right. Some of them I'm not 100% familiar with, being here in South Florida. But we have, like I said, a lot of the current Tigers is actually a game over the weekend, but they've arranged to with Fanatics, who represent some of them, to have them come out early prior to the 4 o'clock game that day and be going back out there. So we're excited about that. We've got a lot of the 23 national champs coming out, the Michigan champs along those lines. That's all Saturday. Some of the newer Lions are going to be there, Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph, things like that. And then we move into Sunday. And Sunday we've got the 84 Tigers World Series reunion. And we've got 14 members of the team coming out. Kirk Gibson, Jack Morris, Lou Whitaker, Lance Parrish, all the guys like that. So again, I know though, you know, over the time you see one or two of those guys pop up here or there, but I don't think anybody's really brought them there as a group, or at least not in a long time. So we have a lot of Tiger fans that are super excited to come out and be able to, you know, see those guys again. We just added Ben Wallace, who doesn't really make a lot of appearances. And we have guys like Andre Dawson and Goose Gossage and Darren McCarty and things like that. So we've kind of got the whole gamut. Cover all the sports, something for everyone. And again, just super excited to be able to bring it to the Detroit area.
That's awesome. You definitely have a good mix of local legends and also national stars coming in. So, and you mentioned like the 84 Tigers, for example. If someone out there, if you're listening and you've been trying to get as many guys as possible, there's a bunch coming, you know, from that to help fill those
guys.
Yep, key guys that you may be missing on the ball or pennant or mitt or whatever you need to get signed, a poster. Mm-hmm. Those guys are coming out. You mentioned, you know, of course, the bigger names like Ben Wallace and Barry Sanders, the GOAT. But if you're looking for Kirk Cousins, Richardson, like you said, there's a little something for everyone, I feel like. And go to the website, Detroit Sports Spectacular, if you want to see the full lineup, the days and the hours that they're operating. Can you let the people know what days and...
Yeah, it's like you mentioned, the website is the DetroitSportsSpectacular.com. The show is June 7th to 9th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. at all. Everything is on the website. If you look on the website, you'll have a homepage. It gives you a whole description from maybe people who aren't familiar with some of the lingo of the industry. It's new to them. People that are just sports fans that want to come out, give you a little bit of education on the hobby there. It's always good to read and know what's going on there. There's a list broken down by date, players on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We actually have pre-sale going on currently. Pre-sale tickets can be purchased, and I think that runs till June 3rd, so almost right up to the show. If you don't buy them on pre-sale, you can buy them obviously at the show each day, the day of the show. We also have a trade night, which has been a very popular thing. It's been added to many big shows around the country in the last couple of years or so, and it's sponsored by OTIA, and they're coming out, and that's free. It's you can come out and partake in that after the show is over, and again, a lot of the dealers will still show up with their wares, but collector to collector. And that's really where there'll be tables and chairs and food, and people can sit around and spend till the wee hours of the morning trading and talking sports collectibles on well beyond the show. So I think a lot of people will be excited about that as well.
Yeah, Jason Kuntz, the owner of OTIA, I know him pretty well, and I think he's going to be hosting your trade night and be a big part of it. So
absolutely, absolutely. We're excited to have him be a part and the company be a part and look forward to that. But I know in Chicago, we brought the trade night in about 2 years ago, and it's been one of the biggest pieces of the show. People just love it. And like I said, it's really that nice dealer to collector to collector version. And it's really nice with the trading and the swapping and seeing that go on in addition to the regular show.
Yeah, sometimes that's what some of the collectors look to the most sometimes. So yeah, that's, I'm definitely glad you guys have that as part of it. How many, you said about 250 tables, is there going to be also TCG like Pokemon and other stuff like that as well?
I'm sure there will be. I don't have an exact breakdown on the non-sports of how many dealers or things like that, but usually, and again, using Chicago as a reference, there's usually a handful for sure of dealers who deal in non-sport in general, whether it be Pokemon or even vintage things that go back to the 1930 Mickey Mouse cards and everything in between. So like we talked about earlier, it's kind of a museum type atmosphere where you can walk around if you're looking to purchase that, great. And even if there's things that you've never seen before, you walk up to a showcase and just go, wow, I didn't know there was X back then. Sport, non-sport. So it's really just a fun weekend and a fun family activity for everybody to come out for.
What about non-sports cards like jerseys, balls, memorabilia, things like that? Will some of the dealers have that as well?
Absolutely. Like I said, cards have really made a resurgence in the last couple of years. But prior to that, and along with the memorabilia in general, is still one of the main cogs of the show. Obviously, the whole autograph pavilion is based on that, getting your item signed or buying or purchased finished items. But yeah, there'll be dealers in the room that specialize in you name it. You want full-size helmets, you want jerseys, you want current players, retired players, balls, bats, hockey sticks, you name it in the way of autograph memorabilia, and it will for sure be there. Absolutely.
That's awesome. And that's what I talk about, part of not, you don't have to collect cards. I mean, if you just love sports, it's something that's, I think I really recommend going to this. And now that it's local and you can, if people, live in here, they can just drive to it. You don't have to fly to it. And then once you get a taste, you're probably going to start looking for maybe some other shows in Chicago and whatnot to, go check out. Like I said, my buddy has kind of turned over to that and said, hey, he can't wait to get to the show because they're fun. They're family friendly, like you said. At the location, is there going to be concessions and things like that as well?
Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful convention center, obviously, the Suburban Collection Showplace. And there'll be full concession stands available. Obviously, there's plenty of parking. There's hotels that are people that are driving in that literally want to stay. There's a hotel that connects right to the convention center. There's plenty of others in the surrounding area. So is everything there. I mean, like I said, we'll have, obviously a lot of it will be local based, but we will have, plenty of collectors as dealers flying in from all over the country. And they look for those things as well, to pick out one of the reasons they do Chicago location and centrally located and everything that's in and around. And we hope that we can bring that same scenario for the Michigan area for collectors alike, dealers alike, all around the country and keep growing this show. And one day, hopefully, there'll be, a 30th year Detroit Sports Spectacular as well.
That would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. So right now, I mean, obviously, it is the first one. So you'll see how this goes, but looking at maybe just a yearly type of show.
Yeah, probably much looking this time of year, that late May, mid-June, depending on when the convention center might be, you know, available. And like I said, based on the success or the popularity of this one, we'll obviously look to coming back next year and beyond that. And it, we basically, like I said, our Chicago show is twice a year. It's every March and every November. And historically, sometimes we do a summer show. The national that you mentioned earlier rotates through Chicago every other year. So we were only running a summer show in the odd years when the national wasn't there. This gave us a reason to say, hey, let's go someplace. That's a great sports town, great location for everybody, and something that we can do every year as opposed to only when the national's not in town. So I know the national was actually in Detroit. I think it was the second national ever back in like 1980. And I don't think it's ever been back there to my knowledge, which hopefully one day it will come. But hopefully this will be the next best thing. And be able to grow into something that the sports fans and collectors will really enjoy.
Are there any vending opportunities available, or have you guys sold out of tables?
Nope, there are vending opportunities available. Okay. And on the website, the Detroit Sports Spectacular, there's a tab at the top that says vendors. If anybody's interested in becoming a vendor, you can click on that and you'll see our vendor coordinator's name and number is there. There's the floor plan is actually up there as well, so people could see potentially what's available. And like I said, Chicago is a sold out show. Has been for many years. But Detroit, because of the size of the space, we're able to, like I said, being that it's in its first year, we have a little more space than we'll be using for all the tables this year. So from dealers in the surrounding area who want to get involved, there's still an opportunity. And then like once you're in, you're kind of in the door and you'll grow with us.
Yeah, because like you mentioned, Chicago is full and there's like a waiting list for like the big shows, right, and things like that. So if you want to get in a table now with Detroit, now's the time to do it. So that way you're in already, like you said, Mitch. And
absolutely.
If there's a waiting list in the future, you're already ahead of the guys that are trying to get in.
Absolutely. Makes sense. Like I said, there's a vendor tab on there. So anybody who's interested, please reach out. Like I said, our vendor coordinator is very good. She'll get back to you. If she doesn't answer initially, just leave a message. She'll get back to you, Shannon. And for sure, like I said, we have dealers from all over the country and we'd always like to, you know, add more or differentiation to the show, bring more and more eyeballs to different collectibles around the country.
So like you said, you've been doing this forever. You mentioned maybe one of the shows in Detroit in 1980 and all this stuff. And you've been there before the whole pandemic boom, and now you've been here after the pandemic boom. How has this ride been for you, seeing the hobby, the memorabilia business, where it is now? I mean, can you see this continuing to grow? I mean, are you amazed by what's happened already?
So there's a lot of questions in there. So number one, all it means is that I'm old because I've been around doing this since I was a teenager and I'm getting old. But yes, to answer your question, I mean, I've seen it through its infancy. Back when the days when autographs didn't even exist, there was a baseball card business, but it was more about completing your 1965 top set or your 74 top set. Back in the day where it was taboo to put an autograph on a card. It was like that. People would think that took away the value, as opposed to, you know, now it's like, oh my God, it's getting rookie card signed and what kind of enhancement and having them graded and slabbed. Well before any of that. But answer to your question is, yeah, it's been an amazing resurgence, especially like we mentioned, since after COVID, people really, while they were locked in, really going back and saying, oh, I remember putting this set together or buying these in the store. And, you know, now they've got a son or a daughter who's interested in basically showing them and saying, hey, you know, how do you do this today? And I think the trading card industry has done a really good job, the Tops, the Paninis, things like that, in really building these chase cards and all these parallel cards and all the things that make it a little bit more unique than it was back in the day of just getting, you know, 550 cards that were blank, boom, put them in a box and you're done with that. So I think they've made the excitement. They've built that chase element. It's like a little bit of a gamble. You know, you see the kids rip open a pack and throw almost everything away if they didn't get their one chase card, some of that. But I think it's brought a lot of new eyeballs to the business. And I do think it's only in its, I don't want to say its infancy, but it's certainly nowhere near its maturity. I think you'll continue to see growth as new products come out and new people get into the industry. I think it's only going to grow. So it's exciting to see. It really is.
Do you go to any smaller shows or anything like that? Check out, you know, or is it, you know, just like kind of the bigger shows for you?
So I'm actually located in South Florida. Yeah. So we don't have, it's interesting. I think the last that was run down here, I did back in 2019. And we've had some people, it's hard in South Florida because the weather and everything else, there's always so much to do on a given weekend that it's hard to grab a big enough piece of the pie of the people that are out and about. They're playing golf and going to the beach and those kind of things. But I do circulate around the country and go to certainly the national and some of the other next level shows that are, you know, that are out there and seeing what's going on. When a show does pop up around here, I certainly make my way over to it just to keep abreast, see what's going on, what's hot, what's not. Stores have made a resurgence. You know, years and years ago, there was a card store in every plaza. Then they basically disappeared. And now you're seeing a resurgence of that, your local card shop. And we do have a decent array of that here in South Florida. And I've known most of these, you know, dealers or owners for many, many, many years. I started many of them in the business. So that's pretty cool to be able to, you know, see how they're interacting now and seeing what they're bringing into their shop. So we definitely enjoy it when I get the opportunity and there's something around to see.
Yeah, I actually was in Florida with spring break with the family this past March. And I hit a couple of card shops up, and I was in Central Florida, so I think we hit Tampa and St. Petersburg. There was actually a couple of shows on the weekends there, and seems like it was, you know, pretty still a lot of energy. You know, a lot of people still were looking at that time, and I don't know if it was March, but
don't get me wrong, there's a lot of collectors. There's a ton of collectors. Yeah. A lot of shows going on, and again, it's really more for the course of, you know, what's going on a given weekend. But no, huge collector base throughout Florida, Central Florida, where you mentioned Tampa, Orlando, home of Disney World, Mickey Mouse, that kind of thing, all the way down through South Florida. You know, huge collector base. When they do have shows down here, the Carolinas come down, Atlanta comes in, so the draw from, you know, all over that southern region. So there's definitely a huge you know, desire for collectibles, just like there is pretty much throughout the country that I've seen.
Yeah, you mentioned like you know, Panini and Fanatics and Topps and whatnot, trying to, you know, doing a good job of just getting more different product out there, different things for people to chase and stuff like that. It seems like they're getting the athletes involved more. So this is kind of mixing the, like, if you were just a sports fan, like I mentioned earlier, or just a collector, it's kind of, it makes sense, of course, the two worlds would mix together, but it really hasn't really happened until recently, I feel like, where they're using, you know, like, for example, Fanatics with the game used MLB debut patches, and now baseball knobs going into cards and things like that. They have the athletes going out and promoting the cards and showing up to special events and things like that. It seems like this is, yeah, it has a ton of room to grow. And like I said, I think the athletes, I feel like they're getting more involved now.
And that's because of the financial aspect. You know, when you see a one of one, whether it was, you know, years back of a Mike Trout that went crazy, or a Shohei or things like that, when these cards are now going for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, even a seven-figure card or something like out there, that's what kind of sparks some of the athletes' interest. And, you know, a lot of the card companies now are going to the athletes, like you've pointed out, and maybe saying, hey, we're going to do a one-of-one of whether it be a LeBron James or a Tom Brady, and we're going to put them in the set. But they're also then, some of them are turning around and presenting a similar card to the athlete themselves and saying, hey, this is a great investment. This one of one, who knows what it's going to go for. The market will set that, but that's going to go. But for participating, being a part of it, we're going to give you a similar one, you know, some kind of slight variation. And again, a lot of these, the athletes are collectors too, because these are young guys like yourself who have all kind of grown up as seen the hobby and collected. And just because they're athletes doesn't mean they didn't collect cards and flip them and trade them and do all that kind of stuff. So it's fun to see. And you're right, Fanatics has done a really good job with integrating the athletes into it, and a lot of the ones that they represent and market for. And whether it's the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's or the LeBron James or the Wembys now, you know, the rookie crops that are coming in, it's great. I think, I said, it's great for the industry because, with social media being obviously as big as it is these days, the athletes are able to get more involved in it because, again, they don't have to necessarily be at a show. They can be online like you and I are doing right now and talk about what they like and what they collect and things like that. So it really opens the door, you know, around the world for this kind of stuff. And I think that's what's helped get the athletes involved in it to drive the interest.
It's crazy because I think you're right. I mean, of course, everything is kind of a business in this world. You do have to make money to pay bills and things like that, but that doesn't have to take away all the fun and things. I think the athletes know that things are worth money now. You see the jersey exchanges at the end of games all the time, like all the time. I swear you never saw that back in 20, 30, 40 years ago. I had Herman Moore on the podcast here, and he told me he never asked for anyone's jersey, really. He was at the Pro Bowl, and he ended up getting Barry Sanders' 2,000-yard shoes because he just felt like asking for them. And Barry was like, sure, have them. And he got some Pro Bowl guys' jerseys and things like that. But now, obviously, he thinks about going back then. He goes, he wish he would have done it more. And you see it all the time now. So I think the players know that this is worth a lot of money.
And I think the game has changed. The games have changed. Dick Butkus, who recently passed, the Monster of the Midway, was a good friend, represented him for many years for memorabilia. And I once asked him about that exact thing about the jersey exchange. And he looked at me like I was nuts. And he said, I wouldn't talk to anybody else on the, he goes, the only reason I was going up to somebody else on the other team was to knock them out unconscious. Yep. Because couldn't imagine asking somebody on the other team for their shoes or for their jersey. And, forget about the financial aspect because there wasn't back then anyway.
Yeah.
But he was like, the interactions today, and it just blew him away. He couldn't fathom it at all that would even be working. And yet it's so commonplace today. We do signings with current athletes and they're like all the time, oh yeah, I just got so-and-so's jersey, or we did a jersey swap after the game and this kind of thing. So it's a whole new dynamic, but like anything else, the world changes and things go on, but I think it's all been for the better in the world of collectibles. It's really helped open up, doors for, like I said, for everything, for people to see, for collectors to see, to own pieces of this stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Because it is, like you mentioned, museum earlier. Like, I mean, at a card show, you want people to be buying and selling, but they're buying and selling like it's pieces of history almost. You know what I mean? And like you, yeah. Especially with the memorabilia stuff. But even the cards, these things are like art, I guess you could say. And you're trading and buying an art and selling art. And I think
And what's cool is it's kind of like the newer stuff with bringing a lot of the young folks into it who may have heard names of Jackie Robinson or Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle, but really never appreciated or obviously couldn't see them play. They can watch TV films. But again, here's pieces of history, literally, the 52 Mantle and the stories that brings, the 48 leaf Jackie Robinson. And when you go around the show and see these things, again, not that they're going to buy them, whether they can afford it or not, but being able to see it and put, some kind of actual presence to maybe a name that they've heard about Jackie Robinson their whole life while they saw the movie, or again, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, Duke Snider, whoever it is. And there are items, whether it's autographed baseballs, bats, shoes, jerseys, cards, it's all there. It's all at these kind of shows. So it absolutely brings a historical significance and brings it all together and just really enforces that, love of sports that we all have and share.
It's crazy. I remember seeing an ad that someone put up. It was a throwback historical, video or picture of Kobe Bryant signing at a local card show in California. Mm-hmm. It was $40 or something insanely cheap. And he had just gotten drafted by the Lakers. And who knows how many people even took advantage of this. And then,
right.
Now the lineup that we have or you have coming at the Detroit Sports Spectacular, these guys, you never know how Anthony Richardson's going to do or whoever, this is. It's part of the fun, it's amazing.
It is part of the fun. And again, I'm a pack rat, and like I said, I've been doing it forever. So I can flip through again, my old hobby magazines, literally from the late 70s when I, got in. And there's like when Mickey Mantle was first starting to do shows. And it was like, if you paid a $5 admission, you got a free Mickey Mantle autograph. I mean, how crazy is that? And then you see it progress to where, okay, Mickey Mantle's autograph was $10 and then it was $15. So you see this progression. I can remember back, even in the 90s, talking to friends or business acquaintances and go, nobody's ever for Joe Montana, nobody's ever going to pay $30 to have a football sign. That's crazy, or whatever athlete it is. And now it's hundreds of dollars and people, line up hundreds deep to get it. But again, just a change in the times, like anything else, whether it be for investment, for fun, for both. And I think that's a big piece of it. People who invest in things, sometimes, whether you invest in silver, gold, you buy it, you look at it, you throw it in the drawer and you hope it goes up or down. Sports memorabilia, because you live sports, it's fun. The investment side of it is just kind of the plus of the addition. A lot of times most people are buying things, whether it is an autograph or whether a card, because they love that player, that team, the history of it. And again, the investment side just happens to go hand in hand, which is a great addition. But it's just unique how absolutely the industry has changed. Like I said, from Mickey Mantle as a free guest to, who hunt guys who are hundreds and hundreds of dollars today and everybody in between.
Yes. So go to Detroit Sports Spectacular's website if you want to look at the guests list of all the autograph signings they have. Like Mitch just mentioned, Joe Montana. I don't know when he's going to be in Detroit or Michigan ever again or next or whatever, but now's a shot to get that autograph if you want it. Like I said, who knows when he comes back, and all the other guys that are lining up. It should be a great show. I can't personally wait. I'm definitely going to make it out to at least one of the days, probably Saturday. I'm trying to make that trade night as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully I see everybody else there. You see me, come on by, say hi, you know, definitely. And
yeah, man, come. I'll be up at the front at the admission area and running around putting out fires like usual. But anybody, you know, see me, stop in, say hello. Like I said, we're thrilled to be coming to the area. Like I said, hopefully it's just the beginning of a long-term relationship. And like I said, we're excited. We'll have, I think we're up to about 65 or 70 guests throughout the weekend now, which is awesome. You know, that'll just continue to grow as the shows continue to grow there. And again, please check it out, DetroitSportsSpectacular.com. It's got everything on there. And, you know, June 7th to 9th, we'll hope to see everybody out there for sure.
Yeah, June 7th, 8th, 9th, and school's going to be out by then. Colleges are definitely out already.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty, so check right. It out. Mitch, I appreciate you joining me. We'll have you on again for sure. I'll come down and see you face-to-face in person.
Anytime. I was appreciated. Thanks for having me on the show. And we look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Absolutely. Like you heard the man, check out the website. Also on my socials, Kane Collects, as you guys know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel as well. Appreciate all the follows and the feedback. And as always, guys, keep collecting.
Watching your team win, winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.